Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, it's war. Finally. Got an email from a listener over the weekend. Wow. Trump finally responds in Portland. You've been on this for 2 months. Yes, there is a war going on in Portland for control of the federal building. We've been documenting it here for a very long time. Months, in fact. There's something we're seeing in Portland, Lee, and our side still is not properly telling the story, not really understanding what is going on. And to understand it, you have to watch Portland. There's a war for the ICE building going on in Portland. It is surrounded 24 hours a day by black, bloc, violent, liberal thugs. They stand on the sidewalks. They assault anyone who complains. And there's a lot of complaining because there's an apartment complex across the way, and they blare really loud sirens and noise 24 hours a day to torture the ICE agents inside. That violates the noise ordinance, but the police will not come. Understand what we're dealing with in Portland, because I don't think anybody does. You really have to watch local news to comprehend it. And our side needs to start to do that, because we're not going to be able to defend and explain what Trump is doing properly. What is going on in Portland, Lee, is a coordination between the Antifa and other violent Marxist black bloc thugs and the Democrat leadership. Here's how it works. They get to commit assaults, block the doors, throw Molotov cocktails, and violate noise ordinance. They have become above the law. We have not seen this before, except during other Democrat violent summer of love. They're above the law. So when the ICE agents call because they're being assaulted, the police don't come. When the people who live in the apartments across the street who are being tortured by these black bloc thugs with round-the-clock sirens, they cannot sleep. Some have tried to get out of their leases. They are literally being tortured. They've had to move in with other family members. The police won't come. They are above the law. If you are black bloc, if you are a violent liberal protester, you can do whatever you want in front of that Portland building. And that is why Trump has to send people. And we have got to start to explain this. This is a clear coordination between the Democrat leadership of Portland, who hold back the police to drive the violence, who have now, with their actions, shown that ICE/Antifa in Portland is above the law. Laws don't apply to them. Noise ordinances don't apply to them. When neighbors who live in the apartments and are not political, they just want to sleep, have come out, they have been hit, kicked, beaten, and the police don't come. So this is the liberation of this building. And I don't even know that Trump people are explaining themselves really well why they finally had to go in. And if you ask me, Lee, this is a very delayed response. This is not strong arm Trump trying to be a dictator, take over, being too heavy handed. Democrats are like, oh, why won't Republicans object to this? Blah, blah, blah. This is way late. This has gone on way too long. So when Trump finally did this weekend, I went fantastic. And so many of you, you know, who are used to, you know, listening to the show, you know that something special is going on in Portland. We are seeing the elevation of the violent black bloc thugs to a two-tier justice system standard of beyond the law. They are simply so far above that laws don't apply. This is Fox News from more than a month ago, and I'm going to go back over it so that we can understand what we face in this country. The loss of these left-wing post-American territories. And they're literally using Lee ICE and Antifa against ICE as a guerrilla army.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law.
There's your sirens.
Yeah, that's not authorities.
No, no, that's Antifa and other thugs.
Down, it's midnight. We the people need sleep.
And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
Sounds like it's time for the Portland militia. I mean, I realize that, you know, Trump sending in federal troops will also accomplish the same goal, but still.
This has been going on, Lee, for 3 months.
Oh, 3 months?
Oh, yeah. We're actually going on 4.
Portland police have not made a single arrest since June 18th, despite a number of assaults. A protester hit one resident with a megaphone, then a fist. Despite the injuries, no arrest. One resident sued the city to force cops to enforce the laws, and this was uncovered during discovery. One officer telling another on the police radio, quote, if it were not ICE, we could assist directly.
This is a full-on abdication of police duty in a 4-block radius that impacts some of the most vulnerable Oregonians that we have. Now they've said, meh, we're just going to let violent rioters do this for 80 straight nights, and we don't care.
Police in Portland declined an interview, but said in a statement, quote, we take these concerns seriously. At the same time, we are committed to protecting individuals' rights to express themselves peacefully. Now, all of this is on top of 3 straight months of protests in 2020, and this rioting has really taken a toll on the city's reputation. There are so many vacancies in the city of Portland right now that it ranks next to last in good places to invest in the country, and they've lost the top 20 buildings for offices have lost 57% of their combined value in the last 5 years. $1.7 billion down the drain. Sandra?
All right, Dan Springer on that.
And then they will want federal assistance.
Oh, yeah, after the destruction. Absolutely, yeah. They want. And, you know, right now I'm watching the mayor and the governor of Oregon lie their butts off. That there's no violence, right? Nothing is going on. Everything is perfectly fine as they literally, with the police, coordinate with Antifa and these black bloc thugs. I don't know if they're all Antifa. They're incredibly violent, who are out there night after night to ensure the violence can continue. And this is the game that the left is playing. They know they're playing it. I know they're playing it, but our side is not either explaining or understanding what is at stake here. This is absolute lawlessness, where you're watching for the first time the Democrat leaders coordinate with and protect the Antifa thugs. Now, here's the thing that they're doing, and it's really interesting. When they say, hey, there's no crime, we don't, no violent. Well, no. When people call 911 and you refuse to send the police when they've been assaulted, when there is violence, then there's no record, Lee. There's no police report. See how this works?
Yep.
It's incredible, and we will lose control of cities to thugs and criminal cartels this way. I've been telling you, we are watching the merger of the Democrats and the cartels. They do this to protect criminal leadership within their cities. They are merging with crime networks. We must take this territory back. We are literally reconquering territory in America from the left. And people who think, well, we'll just let them do what they want. We'll laugh when it all burns. I'm telling you, we're going to lose control of parts of America. It's not what you think. And Americans have never seen this before. We don't understand it. We've never watched a guerrilla war like happens when countries are lost to left-wing guerrillas in places like Central and South America. We don't understand how it works, and we're watching it. And our only hope is for Trump to stop it. We have got to put the leaders of these organizations in prison. They're obviously coordinating with the Democrat Party. We need to trace the funding back. You can see the coordination right there on the street in Portland. Police, don't come. Who then are the police, Lee?
Well, who do they answer to? It's certainly not the well, I guess they're still answering to the city council, but they're not answering to the city residents.
No, the police, the real law enforcement here is Antifa.
Yes, yeah.
That's who has control. They are more powerful than the police. That is what we have to break the back of. And we're getting ready to maybe lose New York City in this way. Do you watch it? I mean, Eric Adams was absolutely heroic what he did dropping out of that race. No. Get out of the way. Because, I mean, I've never, I can't imagine if you'd ever tell me I'm pulling, you know, you're pulling for Cuomo. I'd be like, what?
Well,
did I get hit over the head?
Cuomo should pull out too, because he's already been beaten by Mandami, and he's already run as a Democrat and then lost. And technically, at least in most states, if you run for one party, you make an agreement not to run as an independent, which he is doing.
I don't know how we fix this, but I'm telling you, if you think, not you, Lee, but people think that Ma'am Donnie is, oh, it's going to be great. We'll show the country. I'll show them. No, you can never let the ideology that killed 100 million people in the last century take root on American soil. You cannot do it. We have to defeat this guy, or it's going to be an army of Mandami clones in every Democrat primary in these cities. We are going to lose control of territory inside of America. And inside of that territory, you have Marxist regimes, and they will spill out. This is, we can't cheer for him to win. Just got to hope some way the people of New York get some sense and stop him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Trump has finally ordered troops to protect the Portland ICE facility. And the left will paint this as the actions of a Gestapo dictator. They're counting on that you don't know that Antifa and other Black Bloc violent thugs have surrounded the ICE facility for 3 months now, often outnumbering ICE agents, assaulting them, blocking the entrance, that the federal government has had to position snipers on the roof around the clock to keep ICE agents coming and going alive. Also to keep them from burning the building down. So what they like to do is roll those big industrial scale trash cans across the doors to block it. And then there's violent assaults. Democrat Portland leaders are, and Trump needs to explain this better, are coordinating with Antifa and the Black Bloc thugs. So when those ICE agents call 911 for fear of their safety because they're often outnumbered by the guys out on the sidewalk, the police don't come. Folks, that is right out of Marxist regimes. That's how things go in Venezuela. You're the wrong people. You call 911 or whatever their equivalent of it. Police don't come. Police doesn't, they don't come. When the Tren de Aragua thugs who do enforcement for Cartel de los Soles in Venezuela decide that they would like to shoot you, burn your home down because you've, you know, fallen foul of the party, the Socialist Party, you know, Maduro's party there. No one comes to save you. They shoot you. They burn your house down. You call the police. They don't come. This is happening now in Portland. This is the exact same MO. The police don't come, and you heard that in the clip a minute ago when Antifa assaults innocent bystanders and the residents of the apartment complex across the street. They'll come out and, you know, beg, please stop with the air sirens. They violate noise ordinance. Police don't come. You live in that apartment? I can't sleep. I haven't slept in weeks. They're violating the noise ordinance. Okay, thanks for your call. Police don't come. Police don't come when Antifa and Black Bloc leftist thugs terrorize the ICE building. They've essentially become the law in Portland around that federal building. We have to take it back. And it's going on in Chicago, too. That's the crazy part. We're watching it there as well.
Listen to this. DHS releasing images of the guns they say were confiscated from anti-ICE protesters outside a Chicago ICE facility. Officials say 11 rioters were arrested after agents used pepper balls and tear gas to clear the crowds during an aggressive standoff. DHS says they also launched an investigation after discovering an apparent explosive device near the detention facility. That site is currently being used as a processing center for Operation Midway Blitz.
This is a war, folks. These are Marxist guerrillas fighting a civil war. Go through any number of, go back 40, 50 years, Central and South American countries that have succumbed to Marxism and been ruled brutally. This is how it starts. You lose territory to Marxist guerrillas who are wink, wink, nod, nod in coordination with the Democrat Party. They use them as shock troops. And that's what's going on here. Okay, did you see what happened over the weekend? Absolute outrage. Chicago leaders pretending none of what I just played for you has happened. Okay, that none of it happened, just pretending that fact. They've had to put a fence and blockade the roads so that terrorists cannot drive up in vehicles and kill ICE agents in Chicago. So they have to put the fences, keep the liberal thugs back, and then they have blockages in the road. Listen to how that looks.
Today, new fencing surrounds the Broadview Processing Center. A little further down the street, barriers were placed to block traffic. This comes days after clashes between protesters and federal agents. Agents used white smoke and pepper pellets to disperse crowds as protesters blocked the entrance of the driveway. The Department of Homeland Security says 16 protesters were arrested outside the Broadview Processing Center, including for assaulting law enforcement. After rioters and sanctuary politicians obstructed law enforcement through tear gas cans, rocks, bottles, and fireworks, slashed tires of cars, and blocked the entrance of the building and trespassed on private property.
This is a war. Okay, this is from local Chicago TV. This is one of the protesters objecting to the fence and the bollards in the road that block them from, you know, rolling their terrorist operation up much closer to ICE so they can continue with the assaults and the violence. He's mad that he can't get at the ICE agents because now they're so far behind the fence. Listen.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. It's another attempt at infringing people's right to express themselves publicly.
Okay. I just played for you how they express themselves. Guns, bombs, knives. This is one of the liberal protesters, and he's just mad. He wants to get closer to ICE. Folks, if you want to peacefully protest, it doesn't matter if they put a fence around the facility, does it? It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. You just protest outside a fence, right? Have your sign, we'll chant, whatever. He's mad because he can't hurt them. The left now believes, which you just heard there, they believe their right to protest includes a right to violence.
Demonstrators have expressed concerns over Operation Midway Blitz. The Trump administration says it's targeting undocumented immigrants with criminal offenses.
Again, listen to this liberal protester. He's mad because he can't get into the parking lot so he can hurt ICE agents.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. It's another attempt at infringing people's right to express themselves publicly.
You can express yourself all you want outside that fence where you're going to get off a shot because we found them with guns and bombs and you're not going to be able to strike the ICE agent. That's what they want. They want to be in shooting range. They want to be within bombing range. That does not affect, it affects your ability, these fences and bollards, to perpetrate terror. But it doesn't affect your First Amendment rights. One iota is stand outside the gate. But that's not what they want. They want terror. This is a war, folks. This is an absolute war. And we have this one last chance to lock these people up. We don't get these people in federal prison. I'm talking to people leading this. They're all connected to the Democrat Party. We don't lock them up and lock them up severely. So you think next time I do this, next time I bring my bomb to the ICE facility, I'm looking at 30 years, we will lose control. These terrorists will be committing terror acts for many years to come. We've got to get every last one of these, and we've got to find their connections to Democrat leadership where they coordinate with the police to give these people the upper hand. We don't have a lot of time, folks. 3 years is not a lot of time. We got to get them all. We have to rip these terror networks, and that's what they are, out by the roots. I am not talking about people protesting peacefully. You know it, I know it, and they know it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, y'all, this is unbelievable what we are watching with Zohran Mamdani. And it really shows you who the Democrats are here. Take a listen.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Ashada Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Ashada and her Black Panthers Party comrades.
Do you disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Ashada Shakur
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of this city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a traffic stop. She was sentenced to life in prison but escaped in 1979 and later resurfaced in Cuba. She died in Havana last week.
This is a woman who they get pulled over, execution style kills the cop. It's very simple. It's not hard to understand. Ashada Shakur. Tried for it. Convicted. Goes to prison. Her fellow left-wing terrorists break her out of prison, and she manages to escape to Cuba, where she is, of course, welcomed as the Marxist revolutionary she is. You're thinking, what part of this am I missing? You're not missing any part. The Democrat Socialists of America celebrated her death. Her passing, I should say. Honored her, not celebrating that she's dead, celebrated her life. At her passing, she's 78 years old, she just died. Peacefully in Cuba, where I'm sure she's happy. She's a communist. Democrats are communists. You know, they're all like the same thing. So the Democrat Socialists of America, which is the party, Mamdani's party, the guy running for mayor in New York, puts out a tweet celebrating her life, celebrating the execution of the cop for being a cop. And he's asked a simple question. You condemn this. Is just say, hey, it's not okay to kill the police. He won't do it. He won't do it. So where are we right now? Well, you want to do a little police killing? Maybe just a little police killing. Okay, it was execution style, but hey, we're Democrats. We love that. Folks, here's what's incredible about this. He's not condemning it. And the Democrat leadership aren't condemning him for not condemning it. Again, these are the same people holding back the police in Portland, in Chicago, in LA, so that the real police, their preferred law enforcement, which is Antifa, can rule the streets. We either crush this now or we're going to live in a country we don't recognize. And folks, it's got to be really clear who the good guys are. You know what I loved seeing this weekend? This was beautiful. Did you see this? When the Texas facility, I know it broke on Friday, but I really want to make sure we get it. You may have heard about it. When the Texas facility came under assault by the liberal Marxist lunatic who opened fire and killed migrants instead of the ICE agents he meant to. Did you see what those ICE agents inside that building did? The van was still out there. There were still illegal immigrant detainees in that van. They risked their lives to go back and extract them under fire from the Democrat lunatic who was still out there and get them into the facility. These are the ICE agents we're told are evil, are horrible, are our Gestapo Nazi Hitler. They risked their lives to save migrant detainees, folks, many of whom are criminals. That's remarkable because you bet me, I'm not going back out there. I'm sorry, I'm not. Those ICE agents are a better person than me. Because that's who they are targeting. That's who Trump's targeting. They're picking up illegal immigrants with criminal records. You go out there and risk your life to save one of them when he's under fire by a liberal Marxist lunatic? You are a shockingly good person. For the money, it ain't worth it. But they did it anyway. And guess what? Only Fox News covered it. The rest of the media blacked this out. This is Fox News' Brooke Taylor.
And later on in the video, you could see these ATF agents and ICE agents go back outside and they actually duck behind these vans and bring more detainees inside. So again, this just shows you the chaos that was happening as you have this shooter really firing off in all directions and really also the bravery of these ICE agents here putting their lives at risk.
That right there, that's who we are. That's who we are. And these guys are better people than I am. I'm not that good. I'd be like, you know what? He's a criminal anyway. He shouldn't have committed a crime. That's why he's in the back of the van. I'm not going out there. I got a family I want to go home to. And that's not what they did. I mean, I can't think of a more beautiful or Christian example of just what Jesus would have us all do. I mean, Charlie Kirk, what the Lord would have us all do. To be a good person. And they cannot allow the public to know these ICE agents are good people. They cannot allow the public to see that. Why? Coming up on the show, I'm going to remind you who these illegals are that they are getting violent to protect. Because we've got a new news update from Newsmax. I'm going to give you a hint. The Biden administration gave social security numbers illegally and secretly to 3 million illegals, making them indistinguishable on the social security rolls from Americans. They were hiding them there. And DOGE found it all. I've got an update on that. You can see this is why they're getting violent. They are getting violent to protect their voters, their future voters, who we are learning are actually current voters. Many of them were on voter rolls and were signed up to vote. It all connects. It's all the same story coming up next. Well, it's a National Coffee Day. Happy National Coffee Day, which, you know what, should be on a Monday. Absolutely. 66% of Americans say they drink at least one cup daily. Remember, one cup is 8 ounces. 8 ounces is not a lot. So I had one mug, two cups this morning already before the show. Can you tell? 66% of Americans say they drink at least one cup a day. That's up from 7% in 2020. So we are truly a nation of caffeine addicts. And again, the average coffee drinker has nearly 3 cups a day. Even though coffee prices have been soaring, the average price of a pound of ground roast coffee now costs $8.87, up 40% from a year ago. So it was definitely Biden-flated. This year, study showed coffee can boost your mood even on Mondays, which takes a lot, right? Regular caffeine drinkers feel happier and more enthusiastic after a cup. That's why I have two before I do the show. And the joy lingers for more than 2 hours. And Earlier this year, studies showed drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with lower risk of death, particularly heart issues, but that's only if you don't drown it in cream and sugar. Another study earlier this year found coffee drinkers do live longer, but only if they stop drinking by noon. I have to. I got to stop drinking by 10 or I'm not going to go to sleep that night. All day coffee addicts don't get the same benefits. I don't understand these people who can do that. My husband can down like coffee or an energy drink in the afternoon, go right to sleep, tea, whatever. I'm like, what the, oh my gosh, I'd be up all night. But yeah, you know why? Coffee fills you up. It does. So, I mean, you drink the coffee in the morning, you're eating less calories, especially if you do it without the cream and the sugar. Less calories over time, that'll save your life. It really will. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, let me remind you why everything is happening the way it is right now. It's all the same story. Democrats are going to war in sanctuary cities to protect their future and, in some cases, current illegal immigrant voters. An update, folks, from Newsmax, just to remind you why the Democrats are getting so violent, and particularly in so violent in defense of illegal immigrant gangsters with long records. Those are the ones who bring them their voters to their sanctuary cities so those voters can vote and they can steal congressional seats. In the census, they are not growing as a party. Here's Newsmax.
They were importing Democratic voters, lying to the American public, and now we have the proof. According to the Social Security Administration, the crime started immediately after Joe Biden took office in 2021. 270,000 illegals were given Social Security numbers.
Illegally.
That's about the population of Hartford, Connecticut. That number would grow a year later to 590,000 illegals getting Social Security numbers, about the size of Cincinnati, Ohio. A year later, 2023, 964,000 illegals got Social Security numbers, about the size of San Francisco. And in Joe Biden's final year in office, on his way out the door, that number skyrocketed to just over 2 million illegal aliens getting Social Security numbers, roughly the size of our third biggest city, Chicago. In all, more than 3 million illegal aliens that crossed the border when Joe Biden was president now have Social Security numbers today that we know about, and it gets worse. According to DOGE, 1.3 million illegal aliens are currently on Medicaid.
Now, they're not anymore because the big, beautiful bill has gone into effect. And closing the loopholes that Democrat states were using to violate the law and sign these illegals up. So this is why you're seeing these Democrats are desperate. There are no jobs. The job market's dead. They're finally telling the truth about it. It's been dead for years. They're just telling the truth about it now. There's no jobs for illegals. We've seen the Center for Immigration Studies study 50% of illegal immigrant adults do not have jobs. They were living off the government. They were getting the free health care. And Democrats know they will leave. And so that's why they're threatening to shut down the government unless they get free health care back, $1 trillion worth, it's actually billions of dollars worth, hundreds of billions of dollars worth for illegals. Why? Because no job, no health care, no reason to stay. They might take Trump's offer. Here's a free plane ticket and $1,000 for your trouble. Go home. They're terrified of that. They're also terrified of losing the gangsters who run the child and illegal immigrant trafficking networks. And that is why they are getting violent in their cities. You can see the theme of this, folks, trying to keep the 25 million voters, 12 million came over the border, trying to keep them, trying to protect them, trying to protect the human trafficking networks. That is why you're seeing the violence on one hand around the ICE facilities, but also the Democrats threatening to shut down the government if we don't put 1.5 million of these illegals and their families back on free health care. They're terrified they'll leave. It's all connected.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.